The conflict in Syria has lots of people, me included, looking to the past for clues. And one common claim is that today's problems in the Middle East have their roots in the colonial era, specifically in the seemingly arbitrary way that colonial powers, particularly the British and the French, carved up the region following the collapse of the Ottoman Empire. Just look at the map, right? Not so fast, says Nick Danforth.
I would take issue first with the claim that these borders are completely arbitrary. I don't think they made them up out of thin air. There were pre-existing entities there. There were pre-existing Ottoman provinces. And in many cases, these did form the foundation, if not the final limits, for these borders. But more problematic than this, I think, is the second part of the claim, which is that by focusing on the arbitrariness of these borders, it somehow implies that there are other non-arbitrary, authentic, accurate, call them what you will, borders elsewhere in the world. And this is, I think, the really dangerous assumption.
Nick Danforth is a PhD candidate in Turkish history at Georgetown University. He also runs a website on Middle East history and politics called The Afternoon Map. Danforth recently wrote an article for The Atlantic called Stop Blaming Colonial Borders for the Middle East Problems. So you argue that the focus on borders kind of draws us away from the actual colonial policies in the places that became Syria, that became Egypt, what the French and British actually did to the population. Explain what you mean.
Yeah, and Syria obviously is an excellent case of this. And I think the problem when we talk about borders is it leads to this fantasy that somehow, if only you could draw a line between these people, if only you could somehow separate the Alawites from the Sunnis, you wouldn't have these problems. And in fact, what I think you have to look at is how these identities, Alawite, Sunni, became, you could say, militarized to the extent where these groups can't live together in the same country without a civil war. And I think this does very much go back to French colonial policy in the area. The French took Alawites, Christians, and cultivated them as their regional allies, took groups that had been disaffected under the previous administration, recruited them into the army, recruited them into the civil service. And in doing this and in making these groups their allies, they sowed the seeds of dissension between these groups and the peoples they were using these groups to help them rule over.
It seems like you're saying in your article that the borders, that was one part of history. There's a lot's happened in the time and we can't be looking at these borders. Is that correct?
Right. I mean, that we have to look at what happened within these borders rather than focusing on the borders themselves and thinking if they'd somehow been drawn differently. And this is certainly not an argument to ignore history. This is a saying that we're focusing on the wrong aspect of that history, possibly the easiest to visualize part of history, the first part of history that we see when we look at a map of the region, but not necessarily the most crucial or influential part of that history.
I mean, so let's just look at the history. I mean, we are part of the region. I mean, that seems to be an argument that a lot of people are using to say we are kind of obliged to somehow intervene in things that are going wrong in a part of the world that we've been involved in. How do you feel about that argument?
Well, I think it's interesting that when people talk about the borders, sometimes they try to make the point that these were carelessly drawn borders, that these were negligently drawn borders. And I do think that actually the way people make that argument has interesting repercussions in terms of how we think about our current involvement in the region. And the idea of focusing on borders, I think, does somehow make us think that there were some obvious mistakes that people in the past made. There were some obvious things that people in the past got wrong, that if only they'd thought a little bit more about it, if only they'd been a little bit more careful, they could have potentially gotten right. And I think this does potentially set a problematic precedent in that it potentially feeds into this confidence that we might feel today that if only we were a little bit more careful than the British, if only we were a little more careful than the French, we might be able to engage in similar interventions without some of the side effects, without some of the consequences that their interventions faced.
Nick Danforth, great to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Nick Danforth runs the Afternoon Map, a website devoted to studying Middle Eastern history and politics through cartography.